World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning here on Monday, 7/21/2025. This is the way I see it. If the end times don't come now, they ain't coming. Folks, are we in absolutely unbelievable? Remember this, Jesus said that there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And the mess is so big. The revealing and unveiling is so big. Something's got to give, doesn't it? And something's got to give. And I really don't know what it is, to be honest with you. I really don't know. But the release of this stuff, I got so much to dump on us today. And before I really get rolling in there too deeply, a couple of things I want to make point of. Liberty Mel's got something. How about Dale Socia's kids? Dale, you out there, your two kids, the karate,
yeah.
Karate kids. What did the Karate Kids do this weekend?
So, Coach, you know, this is no small feat. This is the national. We have people from Pennsylvania to Arizona, California, Texas. I mean, 20-something different states compete in the national and all-star nationals in Taekwondo. And they both won last year, but that was okay. They were blue belts. They're second-degree red belts. The competition
how
is
old, how old are your kids? Belts don't mean anything to us. How old are your kids?
Abigail's 14. And Levi is 20. So Levi doesn't fight teenagers. Levi fights adults. He won gold against a former PKA cage fighter, Coach. So they both won gold. Abigail won two all-star golds, which means so they had competition Friday night and Saturday night. So just through each one of their classes, there was probably 30-something students in each one of their belt ranking classes. And they both swept. Gold, boxing, forms, and board breaking. I got some money invested in my bodyguards.
Don't mess with the Socias. Don't mess with. So what's the title they officially won? What do they call them?
Well, they both are national all-star golds is what they are in board breaking, in boxing, and in karate forms in Taekwondo.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Woo! Her husband better be behaving. I know she's not married yet, but Abigail's husband better fall in line. Or she'll straighten him out real quick. Well, praise the Lord, Dale. God bless you, man. what an honor. Hey, Mel, what you got
Thank
going
you,
on? Hey, folks, don't go away. Got some good stuff. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Hey, Spencer, if you'd go to thelibertyactionnetwork.com, you know, at Sky High, when we were there for the weekend, I told the group that kind of some sneak peeks that we were going to be doing some updates to the website. So I just want to quickly just kind of point some of these things out. So if you look at the top navigation bar, you see the home, about, actions, events, network, marketplace. You see all those there. So let's first go to, I'm going to start with events. So you know that sometimes, you know, I announce actions and we've got the, you know, eating a steak dinner one going on right now. But as far as the events go, this Ecclesia Bible study is just kind of taken off. We're kind of finding that we really just want to continue in this weekly. So we've scheduled our next Ecclesia Bible study for this Thursday night, same time, same place. So if you're interested in coming, just click on the title there, and the Zoom link is embedded in there, and just click on that at around 7 o'clock on Thursday night. Spencer, if you would go over just one over to, thank you. That's it. Yep. The blue link there. Click over to the network. So we've kind of created a new, let's see if we can see that there. There we go. You can see we've kind of put a new banner at the top supporting each other in ministry. And then we've got all of our network partners there. Spencer, if you click over one to Marketplace, this is something that Donica and I have been working on with Jared's help. If you could click on, there we go, supporting each other in business. And so if you have a small business or if you're selling a book or merchandise, we're going to be creating a form that you can fill out. And then we can add, you know, people within this group, you know, to support each other in, you know, if in health and wellness or, if, you know, in whatever we're doing to, you know, to create revenue for ourselves. So anyway, I wanted to point that out. And then media, please. If you, Spencer, if you go to media. So you can see that the Ecclesia Bible study videos are right there at the top. And we've posted the first two. They're running just a little bit over an hour each. So if you're interested in catching up on the Bible studies that we've been doing, we did get through the first church of the seven this past Thursday. So we're moving slow, but the conversation's great. And this is where the videos are that that you can catch up on things that we've done in the past and are doing. So that's it, Coach. Thank you so much.
I muted myself. I'm sorry. I never do that. I said just so much going on and so many irons in the fire. And it's really, look, not everybody cares about everything, right? Not everybody cares about it. And that's one of the issues that we deal with here. So half of you have to say, move on. Let's get into the meat. I understand that. This is I don't know what this thing is. This is a clearinghouse. This is an information, whatever it is. So if it's, you know, if you want to go get a cup of coffee while somebody's talking about something that you're not interested in, that's okay. And I do the best I can to try to give everybody fair space here. So, look, pull up for me real quick. We all know what's going on, right? We all know what's going on. And I don't know if I want to take great satisfaction in it or not, but I want us all to understand this, that we have been right all along. And if whether we realize it or not and whether it's going to be exposed or not, we're going to find out that this all goes back a fake birth certificate. Remember those days? How long ago was that when we were arguing about whether or not Obama was a natural born citizen or not? And see, here's what we don't understand, trying the best we can here every day to pound in your head that we are fighting a spiritual war. We're fighting a spiritual war, and that the devil has a very, very powerful team. And the most deceptive thing about it, the reason the enemy is being so successful, is because most of us don't even know he has a team. And if we did know he has a team, we don't think he's actively engaging, doing everything we can. And if we would open our eyes and look around, we would begin to understand that really, are you looking at me, folks? The devil's team, the kings of this earth, Psalm 2, control America. We used to be a Christian nation. Right, we were one nation under God. And King, how do you even put your hand over your heart and say that anymore? One nation under God, indivisible. When it's all divide. Everywhere you look, it's division. Why? Because Satan's the author of confusion. That's how he does it. And the last thing he wants is for all of us to be on the same page. All of us have the same values. All of us stand in the same spot. That's the last thing the enemy wants us to do. And we're in the midst of it right now. One of the greatest revealings and unveilings that I think. Are you looking at me? Do you really think this is Republican Democrat? Do you really? Do you really understand that the Republicans tried as hard as they could to not allow MAGA to surface? Do you understand that, folks? I mean, really, do you really understand that? But it's not, the battle's not what they've made it appear to be. That many of the Democrats and many of the Republicans are on Lucifer's team. And for the most part, anybody who is a Republican who serves the Lord, they're going to be thrown out. Or they're going to, I'm just telling you. Because why? Because it's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers. Kings of this earth set themselves. Rulers take counsel together against the Lord. Yada, yada, yada. And most of us go to church and it's never mentioned. So we don't even understand exactly what's going on. And then they call a guy like me a conspiracy theorist and a tinfoil hat, which I still have my tinfoil hat there. And here I sit today and it's all coming true. It's all coming true. I'm going to show you two things before we get too deep into it here. Spencer, if you could, pull up number one. I think it's number one. Friends, if this ain't, is that it? No, I'm sorry. One that says Tulsi. One that says Tulsi. Hey, folks. The peel's come off, man. What we know has been going on has been going on, right? This is Tulsi Gabbard. This isn't some, she's, what's her, maybe somebody can tell me what her job is. She's direct, whatever. She's exposing everything that's going on. She has the receipts. We have been under, at least since Barack Obama became president of the United States, we have been under, dare I say, communist, some whatever, occupation. Occupy. We have been under communist occupation ever since they gave us Barack Hussein Obama. Now, I want you to listen. This isn't some commentary of some lady working for Fox News. This is Tulsi Gabbard, who is the director of national, is that what it is? Director of National Intelligence? Is that, I think that's what it is. Listen to what she says. Go ahead.
Allegations of this are frankly nothing short of historic. Over 100 documents that we released on Friday really detail and provide evidence of how this treasonous conspiracy was directed by President Obama just weeks before he was due to leave office, after President Trump had already gotten elected. This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an issue that is so serious it should concern every single American, because it has to do with the integrity of our democratic republic. What we saw occur here, as the documents we released detailed, was that we had a sitting president of the United States and his cabinet and leadership team, quite frankly, who were not happy with the fact that President Trump had won the election, that the American people had chosen Donald J. Trump to be the next president commander-in-chief of the United States. And so they decided that they would do everything possible to try to undermine his ability to do what voters tasked President Trump to do.
Okay, let me ask you something. If President Trump is part of the cabal, what's this all about? What's this all about if he's part of it? Now, I'm not talking about whether or not he's in the pocket of Israel. I'm not getting to all that stuff, right? Huh? If he's part of it, hey, folks, there are going to be a lot of people who ought to hang. Literally ought to hang. Pull up for me number one. Pull up number one, our good old buddy Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, I'm telling you over and over and over, it goes back to this. They fed us this communist. They fed us this communist, folks. By the way, anybody out there know the punishment for treason? Anybody know what the punishment for treason is? Do we have the courage to do it? If we don't do it, we will not survive. Okay? Now here he is. I don't know when this guy said this a couple months ago, trying to get Biden elected. Why did they want Biden elected? Because Obama was still the president. Have you picked up on that yet? You picked up on that yet? Obama was president during Joe Biden's term. You understand that, don't you? You understand that? Why did they want Kamala Harris in there? Because Kamala Harris would have been under the thumb of Obama. He's been in Washington, D.C., running the government for the last... Go ahead, play this.
One. Especially the president is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
Nobody is above the law.
No one 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 is above the law.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Okay, so are we gonna have the courage to follow through? Can we trust the people that are in charge? I don't know. But I want you to see this. Spencer, I just sent you General Flynn, who, by the way, was the, how do I say, they had to get General Flynn out of the way. When Donald Trump came in, they had to get Flynn out of the way because Flynn knew where the bodies were buried. All right? Pull up that thing from Flynn. I sent it to you. This was written by Michael Flynn, just released on the 21st of July, which would be this morning. General Flynn, who was run out of town by the Obama crew, 16-year plan to destroy America. Look, can you click on that? I'm not gonna bury it. I'm just gonna show you that this has been going on. Then the American coup d'etat. Look at those faces. Can you click on who those faces are? You guys all remember that? If Spencer said he can't enlarge it, it's okay. I'll put it in the chat. And there's Trump. People still think they don't know whether Trump's part of the good guys or whether part of the bad guys. Our entire government is being revealed. Here's what General Flynn, this is General Flynn today. Here's what's playing out in real time. The deep state plan, the strategy, the target, and the counterpunch. In other words, they're being exposed. Now, how are they going to respond when they're exposed? Flynn says all it needed was a blend of courage and commitment to the truth. President Trump, thanks for demonstrating both. It took longer than thought, but in the end resulted in massive exposure of the deep state. DNI Gabbard is not the waves in life you catch. It's how you ride them that matters. No wipeouts here. Best wave of the day. Tulsi Gabbard's made three things unmistakably clear. Hey, friends, if we do not see justice, we won't survive. The intelligence community repeatedly concluded before and after election day, November 2016, the Russians lack both the intent and capability to alter U.S. votes. Without a doubt, Russia was made up. These conclusions were suppressed or overwritten at the direction of senior Obama officials and probably Obama himself after President Trump won. Talking points drafted for DNI James Clapper on December 7th stated, foreign adversaries do not use cyber attacks on election infrastructure to alter the U.S. presidential election outcome. Okay, folks, listen. They said they couldn't do it. Russia could not, they couldn't impact that. That was a decision. They couldn't affect our elections. Number three, a hastily ordered intelligence community assessment released January 6th relied in part on the now totally discredited Steele dossier, became the cornerstone of a year-long coup effort by Barack Obama and his band of thieves to undermine the will of the American people. That's what's been going on. That's what we've been fighting against for who knows how long, right? Pull up number four. I'm kind of all over the place here. I don't want to be. Pull up number three, I think. I'm going to open it up here in a minute. Okay, friends, are you ready? 3 minutes and 52 seconds. Tulsi Gabbard, who was she? National, whatever it is. Somebody help me out here. What's her job? Them then. DNI. Director of National, whatever, Intelligence. Here you go. This ain't Fox News. By the way, you really want to do something? Google NBC, CBS. Try to find anything about this. CNN, try to find anything about this. I searched all morning and couldn't find any of these clips on any of those. Go ahead and play it.
The implications of this are, frankly, nothing short of historic. Over 100 documents that we released on Friday really detail and provide evidence of how this treasonous conspiracy was directed by President Obama just weeks before he was due to leave office, after President Trump had already gotten elected. This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an issue that is so serious it should concern every single American because it has to do with the integrity of our democratic republic.
Okay, we're not going to, because you have to read it. It's not effective. We're listening to it. So here's what we know. There's certainly been a conspiracy to undermine an American election, right? Okay, now hang on. So I'm reading the chat over here. The Epstein list could be probably real. Epstein list is probably how they've controlled all of the politicians. Our government for how long has been controlled by nefarious forces? That's what's being shown to us right now. As far as I'm concerned, this is way, way more important for where we are historically than the Epstein list. This is the result of the Epstein list. This is what the Epstein list has given us. This has given us controlled congressmen, senators. And I hate to tell you this because some of you aren't going to like it. Mossad's behind it. Mossad is behind it. Our government, sorry, for the most part, is owned by Israel, Mossad. The deeper you dig, the more you're going to find that out. So we're at a real crossroads. Is anything going to happen? Is anything going to happen? I don't know. Here's what I'm going to open it up here. Here's where they hung themselves. See, they can't scream and holler now. Well, you can't arrest a former president. You can't. They've already done that, haven't they? They've already done that. So they got caught in their own game. That's the way I see it. Okay, I'm going to shut up because I know all of you have been bubbling all weekend. Try to get in and figure out exactly what's going on. Here's what's going on. The kings of this earth have set themselves. And the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. It is an all-out attack on all things righteous and holy. That's, folks, it's nothing more than that. It is not political. It's not. And that's the wages of sin is death. And if you understand, if we would just open our eyes and look around and understand what has trapped all of these Epstein guys, what's trapped them all? Sin. They got caught up in a honeypot. Sin. Now, question, who, folks? You think it was just the people at Epstein's Island? You think it's just that? Just the one? Epstein is the only one? Come on. The kings of this earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together. Oh, it's more than Epstein. And if you're focused just on Epstein, I want Epstein busted. I want that list busted as much as anybody because it involves young children and what they've been doing to kids. If we don't care about our children, then we deserve it. But folks, it's more than the Epstein list. The Epstein list was simply one way that they controlled the politicians. Multifaceted. We don't give the devil credit. Come on in, Kevin.
The 2009 Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
That's right.
Found out that Barack Obama had a fake birth certificate. Put it out there. Everybody laughed at him. Everybody made fun of him. And from that point in time, when this thing actually gets unwound, about 2009, middle 2009 is when a guy by the name of David Obenmeyer popped on by a video screen of mine and on News with Views and was calling things out. And I'm going, man, this guy is pretty brave. Coach, I think this will unwind all the way back to the end of Reagan.
Kevin, we will not. If they get away with this, our republic's done, brother. If they get away with this, our republic's done. We all know that. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I do it for a living. We all know this, folks. That the people controlling our government are not the people we think. It's not the
boom.
People. And that's the problem. I didn't mean to, Kevin. You can come back in. I didn't mean to cut you off, folks. Do you understand that the people control? Who rises in politics? Who rises? You guys know this. Maybe you do. I don't care. 2010, I think it was. Mark could help me out here. I ran for Congress. I think it's 2010. And I found out when I ran for Congress, Coach Dave for Congress, this wasn't an open primary. The Republicans had already picked their guy. And for anybody new to try to break through, It's almost impossible. And especially if you don't kiss the right rings and you don't bow to the right people, they are controlling everything that's going on.
Amen.
And I found that out in 2020 when I ran for Congress myself. And, you know, you ever want to find out some really really unique information, run for Congress.
Oh, my goodness. Huh? Neil Peterson, Craig. Neil Peterson tried to run for governor. What happened? They'll do anything they can to not allow one of their controlled minions to be in positions of a power. But, come on, man. The kings of this earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. And they own both political parties. They own both of them. And I've said for however long I've been doing this, well, that's not true. If Donald Trump is playing for the other guys, then the game's over. It's over. If they own Donald Trump, the game's over. But I'm going to tell you something. I want to see. Yes, Angie, they must infiltrate the party. See, if what Tulsi Gabbard is exposing, boy, I hope she's got some bodyguards. Ain't going back in the bottle if we don't let it. And you know, the penalty for treason is what?
Death.
Death. Are we going to see that?
Hanging.
Are we going to see that? Or is it church too Christian to be? Let me move on. Come on in, Ray. You've been waiting a while.
Yeah. Well, Steve Quayle and others, Coach, have been tooting this horn for a while about before God will judge a nation, he's going to expose the sins of the leaders. And, you know, you go back from 9/11 and before that, the Kennedy assassination, which just happened yesterday, that was the moon landing, sorry. But all of this stuff has been exposed. And now, if, you know, God's just revealing it all to the people, whether we deal with it, if we do deal with it and bring justice, I think the nation will go in a good direction. He revealed it. If we don't deal with it, then he's going to bring a judgment, a severe judgment.
Ray, the whole,
right?
The whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Will the sons of God arise and demand justice? Will we? Do we understand what's going on? I know Angie's involved politically. I know Glenn's got his toe tapped in that stuff. And to see behind the scenes how the soup is made is very, very sickening to watch, right? And so because the church, I hate to go back there. I'm going to go somewhere. Hang on there. Because the church is withdrawn, evil is running unopposed. Come on in, Jeff. Hey, Spencer, get number seven ready for me. Don't pull it up yet, but get it ready. Go ahead.
Coach, you did the same thing at the lower levels, county commissioner. When that central committee picked their darling they wanted to run for the Republican Party, Bill Purcell, we had that night where we all spoke, got 5 minutes. One of the guys running for Senate in there told me after they voted four times, they passed the basket four times. You put a little vote on a piece of paper, backstage you read them, and they come back out. They did that four times. Then finally they said, we picked Bill Purcell. That Senate guy running for Senate looked at me, said, you got to screw this thing up. Because there was four of us running. Really through. And people say, oh, you can't have that many running. Yes, you do need that many. But so now I'm thinking maybe since I'm shutting a lot down, maybe I just get on Central Committee. That would just.
Yeah, I think that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Here's what I know, Jeff, about me. Don't mean to be talking about me. If I'd been elected, I'd be dead by now. They would have killed me. They would have killed me.
Remember when you camped outside Zach Space's office? That was fun.
Yep. Hey, folks. Are you sitting down a minute? Ask yourself this. Spencer, real quickly, I'm sorry. Psalm 2. I hate to hammer this home, okay? I hate, but I got to hammer it home, okay? Psalm 2. Why the heathen rage, people imagine the vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves. and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Okay, time out. Who are the kings of the earth? Who are they? And the rulers take counsel together. Who are they? And one of the things we don't want to dive into, although it's always on the kind of on the fringe here at Coach Dave Live, could that be all the many secret societies? What was the name of that secret society that John Kerry was part of? Does anybody remember that? That one at Harvard?
Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones. Would that be the kings of this earth? Skull and Bones? What about the Masonic temples and different types of Masonic temples and different types of secret societies and different religious organizations? What's the name of the Catholic secret society? Somebody help me out here. What's the name of that secret society in the Catholic Church? Come on. Come on.
You got the Jesuits.
Jesuits. The Jesuits. Right? They're a secret society. Folks, it's everywhere we look. Those are the kings of the earth. Those are
Knights of Columbus also.
The Knights of Columbus. Oh, how about this? The Shriners. They all go around with their pretty hats, and they look like they're doing all this good stuff out there, and they're feeding the poor, and they're building hospitals, and they're doing all the... Why? Because Satan comes as an angel of light. It looks good. But they're setting themselves, and they're taking counsel together. They're against the Lord, and they're against his anointed. You understand? Look, I've never been... They say if you are a Mason... For years, we've just kind of laughed this off. Do you know that there's a Masonic temple in all 88 counties in Ohio? Probably is where you live, too. Eastern Star, thank you, huh? Do we know what's going on? By the way, if you tell the secrets, isn't it a penalty of death if you share the secrets of the temple? Oh, hey, come on. I said to somebody years and years ago, when we were doing a Christian event, and they organize it at, where they organize it? Oh, the Masonic temple, the shrine temple. I said, to which word don't you understand? Shrine temple. Which word? Masonic lodge, Masonic temple. What don't we understand? What don't we understand? And the whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of God's kids, God's children to show up. Can I tell you what's happened? Oh, I got one more thing, and I'll let you in here, RJ. Here's why I think the Masonic lodges have thrived. I'm going to get into it here in a second. Because men want to do good things. In their heart, men want to do things. And then nobody does nothing in the church. Because men couldn't find something to do in the church, they got involved with their local Masons. Because the Masons do good things, right? You see them marching in parades and throwing candy, and they do good things. And a lot of guys got pulled into it, don't even know exactly what it is that they're doing. Oh, I got so much to share. RJ, go ahead.
Yeah, so they're a facade for the real thing there at the Masons. So I want to call back around 2000, right before they went after a sheriff who was elected to Congress in Ohio. You remember James Traficant?
I sure do. I sure do. Remember him well.
Yeah, and I always wonder, what in the heck are they doing? This guy was not – you looked at the trials in the House. They – it was all trumped up BS that they were taking him out for. Yep. He had defended Demjanjuk, somebody that was accused of being a guard in a Nazi prison or something.
That's right. Yeah. And he warned us of how corrupt Congress was. That's right.
So was it because they knew they were going to do 9/11 and he was going to blow the lid on that? Is that why they got rid of him?
They got rid of him, though, didn't they?
Yeah. He was the one that was telling the truth.
I was watching it. You want to watch a video? I'll try to find it maybe for you tomorrow. Kurt Weldon. Anybody remember that name? Kurt Weldon? Kurt Weldon was a representative from, I think it's Pennsylvania. Could be wrong. He just did an interview with Tucker Carlson. Drops dime on the whole thing. Drops dime on everything that's going on. risking his life, I believe. I watched that yesterday. I thought, are you kidding me? Vinny, come on in.
Well, the kings of the earth want to talk us out of seeking retribution for their crimes. But if you've watched the film Inside Job by Charles Ferguson, you'll know that if you don't establish laws against these freaks, they will only go on to commit more horrific crimes.
They are of their father, and the works of their father they will do. Why don't we understand this, folks? Hey, friends, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but if not someone is not a Christian, they are not righteous. You cannot be trustworthy and righteous without the direct influence of the Holy Spirit. You can't do it. If your conscience is seared and you don't have the ability to do what is right, Katie, bar the door. Katie, bar the door. I'm going to show you something right here. RJ, quickly, go ahead. Get number 7 up for me, Spencer. I already said that. You have something to say, RJ, or not?
No, I'm good. Sorry about that.
Okay, that's all right, but that's all right. Are you ready for this, folks? The CIA, this is written, I don't know who J.D. Hall is. The CIA has infiltrated the American evangelical industrial complex, embedded in our churches, and taken over our missions. Somebody say amen. Amen. They've taken over the seminary. It's no longer a question of whether the CIA has influenced the American church. The real questions are how deeply and how much damage they've done. While most Christians were wringing their hands over communists under the bed, the actual subversion was standing behind the pulpit wearing a tie, rehearsing a script he didn't even know had been written by a spook. The American sanctuary has become a crime scene, and the fingerprints on the torch that set it ablaze match language. Somebody say boom. Huh? Folks,
boom.
Captured the pulpits.
Boom.
This is not satire. It's not a wild speculation. It's a not what if. This is documented history hiding in plain sight, and it doesn't start in the Vatican art. And it doesn't start in the Vatican archives or smoky Masonic lodge. It starts in post-war Washington, where well-fed men in tailored suits realized they needed something stronger than bombs or ballast to win the world. They needed belief. They needed God. But they needed him to carry a flag, to salute the Pentagon, and keep quiet during election seasons. It's good, isn't it? In 1950s, the CIA launched Operation Mockingbird, a full-spectrum information warfare program designed to control every major American media channel. Anchormen, novelists, magazine editors, journalists, and even screenwriters were on the payroll. More than 400 of them were quietly assisting in intelligent operations. The CIA didn't just approve of religion. The CIA saw the potential of religion, and it moved quickly to exploit it. Oh my goodness. Can somebody explain this to me? Why was Billy Graham a friend of every American president? In a Cold War where communism was profoundly godless, the United States needed a spiritual identity. American freedom had to be baptized. National order needed a theological halo. So the suits went to work, and they funded clergy conferences, subsidized missionary networks, financed seminary departments, and underwrote Bible publication projects. They didn't need to rewrite the creeds. They only needed to bend the tone. They wanted a Christ who was polite, a Jesus who loved democracy, hated confrontation, and believed in well-regulated free markets. Vinny, that'd be a boom. Can you give me a boom? Scroll on down.
Boom.
Best of all, they didn't need to turn pastors into spies. They only need to offer grants, boost careers, and throw in a few overseas trips to soften the edge. Most preachers never knew they were being manipulated. They thought they were serving God. In reality, they were helping secure America's global footprint with a spiritual smile. Enter Billy Graham. With movie star looks, southern charm, and global reach, he became the unofficial pastor of the American Empire. Somebody say amen. Boom! But why Billy Graham? What made him, among all the evangelists in post-war America, the chosen vessel of mainstream respectability? The answer is simple. Billy Graham was safe. Billy didn't thunder against the military-industrial complex. He didn't speak out against the CIA war crimes or American corporate overreach. His message was stripped of prophetic fire and filled instead with a patriotic polish. He preached conversions, but never repentance from an evil system. He offered hope, but not confrontation. He made Christianity look good in a suit and easy to digest in a televised format. I got to stop there, man. Time to boom, Vinny. Time for some of you out there to boom. That's American Christianity. I'll wait.
Boom. Amen.
Boom.
It's no accident Billy Graham had access to the inner circles of nearly every American president from Truman to Bush. What should raise more eyebrows is that in 1982, while Soviet believers were still worshiping in secret and being tortured in labor camps, Billy was preaching freely in Moscow with the approval of the communists. He praised Soviet religious freedom, shook hands with the regiment, and declared the visit a success. Underground pastors saw this as betrayal. Dissidents were furious, but Billy was doing exactly what Langley wanted. He was presenting American religion as apolitical, optimistic, and friendly to power. Wow. To be clear, Billy Graham was not a CIA agent. He didn't have to be. He was something more valuable. He was a prototype. He showed the ruling class what kind of Christianity they could tolerate. He showed the deep state how to make Jesus sound like a suburban gentleman who votes, smiles, and doesn't raise his voice. While Billy was preaching revivals, Harold Okinga was building the theological infrastructure. Okinga was the architect of the Fuller Theological Seminary. That'd be a boom if you guys knew that. And he was determined to craft a Christianity that was scholarly, winsome, and compatible with Cold War politics. He wanted evangelicalism to be respected in the elite circles and useful to the American Project Board. And guess who paid for it? Fuller's funding came from the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Lilly Endowment. The same groups were simultaneously funding money into CIA cutouts and foreign regiment change programs. They did not invest in Fuller because they loved the gospel. They funded Fuller because they understood its value as a tool of soft power. Fuller was not a seminary in a traditional sense. It was a religious think tank dressed in evangelical garb. Its theology was gently filtered through globalist priorities. It steered students away from cultural confrontation towards psychological accommodation. It helped rebrand Christianity as a therapeutic, non-threatening force in society. That'd be 400 booms. That's what we've been saying here at Coach Dave Live.
Boom.
A non-threatening force in society. And when those students graduated and filled pulpits across the nation, they brought that same filtered faith to the masses. They didn't need to be bribed. They didn't even need to be aware. The conditioning had already happened in the classroom. And by the time Okinga's experiment reached full maturity, evangelicalism was no longer a resistance movement. It was an armrest for the American Empire. The salt had lost its savor. But boy, it sure looked good on TV. Scrolling down, I think that's it, isn't it? In the jungles of Vietnam and mountains of Nicaragua, missionaries preached the gospel. But some of them, without even realizing it, were also collecting data. The CIA had long understood the value of missionary networks. They had access to remote areas. They could travel with fewer restrictions. And they asked questions that locals were willing to answer. Groups like Campus Crusade for Christ, Wycliffe Bible Translators, and even certain SPC missions became tools of foreign intelligence. Missionaries would send back reports on local politics, infrastructure, tribal leadership, cultural sentiment. Most of them thought they were just writing prayer letters. But some of those updates landed on the desks of the analysts at Langley. In a few documented cases, missionaries were even given indirect aid or safe passage by intelligence officers. And when they were captured, injured, or killed, the government mourned them publicly, but distanced itself privately. The missionaries were useful, but they were expendable. The cross was on the cover of their Bibles, but the watermark underneath belonged to the state. State-controlled religion. Stay right there. Here's the boom coming, Vinny. Perhaps the most devastating effect of the CIA involvement in the church was not political at all. It was theological. The faith that emerged from this era was emotionally pacified, politically obedient, and intellectually dependent on secular approval. The fire of the early church was replaced with a fear of being controversial. Somebody say boom! Boom!
Boom!
Boom! Pastors were trained to avoid hard truths. Churches were trained to avoid hard questions. Romans 13 was twisted into a creed of government worship. Submission became their only virtue. Questioning authority became sin. Jesus was reframed as a moral therapist who helps you behave, not a conquering king who breaks nations and casts down idols. This is the theology that gave us Tim Keller. This is the soil that raised Russell Moore. This is the subtle rot that made Christian leaders more afraid of offending journalists and grieving the Holy Spirit. Boy, is that a boom! The CIA did not need to kick down church doors. All they had to do was reward the right men, promote the right books, and fund the right conferences. Should I say that, Lord? I've become anathema in evangelical circles. They don't want to hear my message. Within one generation, the mission was complete. The church had been declawed, the pulpit had been neutralized, and the kingdom of God had been baptized in red, white, and blue. Wow. As Langley's hand on the local church grew subtler and more efficient, its vision expanded. Psychological operations are never content with domestic control. Once you've pacified the homeland, the next step is exporting the model, and that's exactly what happened. The intelligence establishment realized the evangelical church could be more than just a national pacifier. Why, it could become a global instrument, an engine of soft power with the theology of Caesar, the tone of a diplomat, and the badge of Christ. That's where we are. Huh? Wow. Right in front of us. Right in front of us. I'm just going to say it, just because I want you guys to understand what we're fighting against here, right? Talking about me, Coach Dave. I don't get asked to speak anywhere anymore. I used to a lot. Big conferences, hear the watchman. I was hot. No more. Somebody explain why? Can somebody explain why? Why? Just asking. Why wouldn't they want me in the pulpit? Why wouldn't they want me in front of 5,000 Christians that I could get focused to reclaim America? Why? Why, folks? Oh, I know why. Because the kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers take counsel together. And I'm too boisterous and I'm too a radical, and I'm not a rapture guy. Oh, it's right in front of us. We can't see it. And so your pastor, good men, I'm telling you, good men, have been brainwashed by what we just read here. They've been brainwashed by that. We don't mix religion and politics in our church. What? You don't mix religion and politics? Well, how are you going to influence the world? You understand that they're turning little girls into little boys and little boys into little girls as the church continues to hold church services? That they're in and they're coming into the schools and teaching homo sex as normal, and you continue to have church services. In fact, the pastor comes and reads the prayer before graduation. I'm sorry. It's right in front of us. And all your friends out there are telling you, stay away from Coach Dave. Well, they got this disease right here. They got this disease right here. Come on in, Joe Allen, then Robbie.
Let's not forget about the Catholic ministries that was worked with the CIA before all this.
They're owned. The Catholic Church's own, brother. I'm sorry if they don't see that. They're owned. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, they're owned. Vatican's owned, man. Sorry. Hey, look, I'm not bashing Catholics. Evangelicalism is owned. They're owned, baby. They own it. Billy Graham led us down the Primrose path to obey government. George Bush, George W. Bush. Oh. And by the way, can I say this? That right now, today, the nation of Israel is slaughtering Christians. I'm sorry. They're slaughtering Christians. And evangelicalism can't wait to fall on their face before Israel. Robbie, come on in.
Amen, Coach.
I know. I'm telling the truth.
We've been hearing for years that Billy Graham was a Mason as well.
Yeah, I hear that too. I don't have any proof of it, but I heard he was.
And then
he sure acts like one. Doesn't need to be one.
And the other thing is, my mind keeps going blank.
So let me throw this out there, Robbie, while you're thinking. Let me throw this out. Hey, folks. Who determines who becomes a star? Who picks Joe Rogan? Who picks these guys? Tucker. Who gives them the platform? See, I think I'm as good as any of those guys. But I ain't telling the party line. I'm not Republican good, Democrat bad. Michelle, come on in. Jeff, come on in.
My microphone working now? Okay. Government and religion, they are turning us into this patriotic Christianity right now. The Bible talks about this all the time, okay? The woman riding the beast. You've got the false religious system steering the beast, the world governments. Just a couple of examples that I can think of. You had the divine right of kings and manifest destiny, just gave you the right to do whatever you wanted. The Crusades and the Holy Wars. You've got jihad right now. They just legitimize their authority by saying that this is right, that's wrong, and God says so, and so we're doing it. We're seeing this play out right in front of us right now. The Bible is relevant.
Michelle, kings of this earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together.
They do, Coach. You've got the religious leaders, including your military chaplains, that historically they play this role in maintaining this commitment to the military causes. They'll even interpret losses in a way that support the government somehow. Think about what they did with, we are the only country to drop these bombs. We've killed hundreds of thousands of people. And it was a good thing? Okay,
it's a good thing that Israel's bombing people in Gaza, killing Christians, children. It's a good thing.
Exactly. They blind us to the truth, Coach. Thank you.
That's right. That's right. They lied us to the truth through the pulpits. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, I shared this with JR and the crew Saturday morning. You know how these churches give away free food? Mary Jean likes this up here. She wants me to stop. I told her, so I'll stop as long as there's not 100 cars sitting there, because I'm not sitting there for an hour. So I've already done this a few times, and they make you register. So the very first time, they want your ID, blah, 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 because the government's controlled them. So, and also, they can't offer prayer to anybody in that line. But if somebody requests prayer, then you can do it because it's government controlled. Remember how Pastor Art would never take government stuff. He got his own feed. So I'm sitting in a line. I'm like wanting to get to the car lot. And this lady comes up to me. And I'm listening to Alan Zeifer on my phone. He's preaching a message. He's hammering it. And he's got me all fired up. And this woman, she says, can I see your ID? I looked at her. I said, you know who I am. I said, and I went on a tear. I was hot. Illegals come in this country. You don't need ID. Blah, 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 blah. I said, I'm so sick and tired of this. And I'm trying to pull my ID out of my pocket. I'm mad. I'm shuffling stuff around. And I said, the churches are cowards. The pastors are cowards. Kids are being told, little Johnny's been told he's being a girl in the car. I said, the churches do nothing, but you guys pass out this free food, get a pat on the back. She looked at me. She goes, oh, I know who you are. And she didn't make me show my ID. I stuffed it back in my pocket. And I'm like, it's sickening.
Jeff, do you see why? Do we see why? Huh? See, we see Franklin Graham at disasters. Do we see Franklin Graham at school board meetings? Do we see Franklin Graham at city councils? Do we see Franklin Graham at the state house? Do we see Franklin Graham at his... No! This is what... Robbie, come on in.
The enemy controls both sides, Coach.
Yep.
We can't forget it. The other thing I'm hearing is by financial experts is this genius act is one of the greatest treasonous acts that is ever coming upon us, Coach.
Yeah. Robbie, let me ask you a question. Let me ask all of you a question out there. What kind of job do you think you would do if you were president of the United States? Could you tell me right now the top 10 issues that any president of the United States would be dealing with right now, and which one of them you could just cavalierly deal with? And could any one man, could I, righteous Coach Dave, could I make righteous decisions on all this mess going on around me, especially when I'm surrounded by liars?
If you did, they would off you, Coach.
They wouldn't
just
let
like
me
they
do
did
it,
JFK. They would off you. That's why. Yep. That's how we know that we know that Trump is controlled by Israel.
I'm running short here. The American church can't even stop the slaughter of unborn children. Vinny, that would be a boom. We're told to love the woman who's going to go kill her baby. We need to love her. Not the baby. Don't fight for the baby. Love the mother. It's a difficult decision between a woman and her doctor. You see where we are? See what's happened to us? Easy believism. Walk an aisle, say a prayer. Go live like hell. That's why a lot of people can't take this show. Can't take this. Because we're the salt of the earth. We're past the salt. We're the light of the world. We're not compromised Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, Rick Warren here. They're the kings of this earth, and they've set themselves. They're taking counsel together against us, the body of Christ. See you tomorrow.